Antoine, when it comes to these top moments of the week, you are just simply adorable. You are. Adorkable, adorable.
Adorkable?
Yeah. Yeah. All of those things.
I don't feel like this is a compliment right now.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
My defenses are up, just so we know.
But Monica said it was a compliment, and then I agreed with her. So you should keep your guard up. Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Top moments of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. We count them down, and not only is number two adorable about Antoine, number one is might be top moment of the year when we count those down at the end of the year, because it is... It's a statement only a mama could love, I think is what it is. Yep, mama loves him an awful lot.
So sweet.
Yes.
And it actually, that has to do with both of his things. But something that daddy does not love, which is me, Zach Jackson, holding babies. And I had forgotten how much I hated holding babies until I had to hold one of my friend's newborns last weekend. And so he says, hey, can you hold the baby for a minute while I get everything ready? I'm like, fine, because I'm not, hey. Baby. Uh-huh. And I never asked. It was probably about 8 minutes. And I was in agony. Agony by the end of those 8 minutes. My spinal cord is getting all tight. My shoulder blade, I need to pop it. Yeah. And I can't move because this kid don't have enough of a head to hold it up on their own.
It's so nerve-wracking to hold a baby.
And I ain't gonna lie, she hated it too, because she starts crying. He's like, oh, she's hungry. I'm like, no, she senses
feed
that I
baby.
Hate this.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, women, they hold a baby, they say they get baby fever. Uh-huh. I just get a fever, like just a regular.
You catch a cold?
I do. I immediately start shivering, shaking, getting all nervous and itchy. It's just, it is not for me. But you know what? If Antoine's mom asked me to hold Antoine for a minute, I might just have to because, God, he is so adorable. We learned about how Antoine still has a special little kid's plate at mommy's house that he likes to eat off.
I have a favorite plate at my mother's house.
Okay.
But it's like a sectional type plate.
I was going to say.
Like some sort of cafeteria tray?
It's circular. But it's broken into three sections. So for people that don't like the food to touch, which I'm not one of those people.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But she just bought a bunch of those plates as kids. And now there's only two in the house. And so she makes sure that I get one of the
two. So she serves him off a little kid plate.
He does.
Monica?
So is that your plate for Thanksgiving dinner?
No, it's not enough space.
So you sit at the little kid table, you have your plate.
Yeah, my husband, let me put it. Like, no, I'm a big man. I'm a big boy. Big boy.
His knees hitting the kid table. I was trying to share. I was trying to be a part of the conversation.
You got Animaniacs on this plate? 35-year-old man eating off a cartoon plate. You got to admit, though, Monica, he'd look good in a bonnet, wouldn't he?
A bonnet?
Yeah.
You put it tied underneath my chin.
Yeah, tied under the chin. He'd be like, there's a little thing with your pinky finger. I'm so sorry.
It
is an adult plate, just for the record.
That's
I'm going to send you a picture.
That you say that.
Except when you're wearing your bonnet. I mean, when you put that bonnet on, get you a little baby rattle and everything. Yeah, you would look good.
I sit with the grown-ups at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just for the record. Because I'm a grown-up.
Sure? You have to look around. Do they all have little kid plates?
I know. He's got, any plate that's got your name on it is not a grown-up plate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it started with you just being adorkable there. And then we get to the top moment of the week. Definitely in the running for top moment of the year. Craigslist Price is Right. And this week we're playing from the Goop catalog, which is Gwyneth Paltrow's ridiculous catalog of ridiculously expensive things that you can buy. The item up for bids, we're looking for the actual retail price of a trip to space. What do you say? Trip to space.
$4,205.02.
$4,000?
For a trip to space?
You go to Italy. It's like $4,000, I think.
It's it costs more to go to like Disney.
I feel judged.
Locked.
Are you being slingshotted up into space?
It's a cheap trip.
I didn't think it through, guys.
We're gonna take you up in a hot air balloon and then we're gonna throw you in the air.
I thought you would say like Space Mountain at Disney. Is that at Disney?
Yeah, put some explosives on a forklift and just shoot me on them.
I was just thinking about open space. You know, like the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in an open space. Just a giant room for $4,000.
The space food.
Yeah. He got a motorcycle helmet.
It's a recession.
Yeah. But, you know, he'll look cute in that motorcycle helmet. That's what it is.
Well, he has a motorcycle helmet and an oxygen tank. That's all it is.
It was a deal on Groupon.
It was. You know, you got to listen, too. You sound so proud of yourself when you give your guess. Listen to it. Hey, trip to space.
$4,205.02.
Yeah, this is me. I'm going to win. I got this right here. Actual retail price, $250,000, yes, in case you're wondering. Top moments of the week.
Oh, man.
He's adorable in all his bonnets and helmets here on the K92 Morning Thing.